Phoenix Audio presents
Night Watch by Richard P. Henrich. Thursday, July 1, 8:38 p.m., Fort Leonard Wood Military Reservation. Sergeant Sam Reed stepped over the fallen oak trunk without breaking his stride. The nine-man sapper squad that he was following was making the most of the remaining light. The summer shower that had soaked them earlier in the day had long since passed. The plan was to remain on this westerly azimuth until they reached Penn's Pond, where they turned north toward the ridge separating Herd Hollow and Ruby Doe Creek. This was where their objective was located, an illegal weapons cache controlled by the outlaw Ozark People's Militia that they intended to neutralize by force, if necessary. The men of Sapper One were already running well behind schedule, and Reed was somewhat annoyed when the patrol leader signaled for a listening halt. The purpose of this halt was to remain absolutely silent and absorb the sights and sounds of their new surroundings. They were finally closing in on their objective, and now was the time to find out if they were being followed, or if they had any unwanted onlookers nearby. Sam Reed was no stranger to the sounds of the forest at night. He'd grown up in the hills of Tennessee in a hollow much like the one they currently traveled. The military had been his entire life, with the combat engineers his adopted family of choice. The first visible stars penetrated the forest. His night vision sharpening, Reed scanned the woodline in the direction they would be headed.